are listening to a brand new episode of the Lunchbox Chats. We are your hosts. I'm Laura.
And I'm Essie.
We welcome you to our final episode of 2023.
Oh my gosh.
Can you even believe it?
No, actually, now that you put it that way, no, I can't.
The last episode of the year, it's December, Christmas is next week, the New Year's in 2 weeks, Essie's birthday is in 2 weeks and 2 days.
Nope. Like, it's happening.
We made it, you guys. We're here. We're excited. How would you rate overall this year?
2023?
On a scale of like 1 to 10 for you.
Oh, that's a great question. Yeah, you know what? It's been a year. Yeah. And while I could sit here and I guess pinpoint every L I've taken, I must say that L's were all learning experiences for me, and what I've learned and gained as far as educating myself, I could honestly say out of a 1 to 10, it was a 9.
Same.
I really could, because I learned, and I think part of growing is learning, and what I've learned most about myself this year, I don't think I've ever learned in my entire lifetime, to be honest.
I literally feel up until like today, like these growing pains of, you know, it's not growing pains. This year it was kind of like starting to put into action all of the things that I've learned in 2021, 2022. And like that took a lot of boundary setting, which was a painful experience for me. But now, like looking back, I agree. Like it's been one of the most like growth expansive years that I've ever had. Like I've learned like new things about myself, like new things about the people I love. Like I've gotten like, you know, just closer with the people I love. And yeah, the L's, I love how you put that. It's not losses. They're like learning opportunities.
Yeah.
And you know what? It's like so fucked because I go into this like mentality, which I really want to work on in 2024. It was such a good year because it was a 9. I had this thing where I'm like, oh my God, is 2024 going to suck now? Kind of like the shoe's going to drop. And I think for 2024, I want to work on just being present and then being open to receiving goodness. Because I think my first thought always is what bad is going to happen next, so I can prepare myself for it. Mm. And this year, I've really observed that behavior. But what I want for myself in 2024 is to lean into like the goodness of life and the goodness of people and kind of just like lean more towards that and leave all the fucking other shit behind me in this year. I ain't bringing it with me. I don't want it anymore.
Same.
Yeah. I want more peace. I want more ease. I want more freedom. I want more fun. I want more love. I want more sex. I want more pleasure. I want more, not everything. All the things I just mentioned.
Yeah, no, I'm feeling all that and more.
Yes, girl. But chatters, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I mean, I feel like we can never thank our chatters enough for just being with us in 2023. We hope you guys also had a 9-level year. And if you didn't, that's okay. Because guess what? We get to do it all over again in 2 weeks. And that's going to be exciting.
Yes. And while, you know, you'd be like, well, what are we going to do for 2 weeks without listening to LBC? There's plenty of things you could do. First, you could definitely go back and listen to all the wonderful episodes of 2023, because there's a lot.
There's a lot of great ones.
There's a lot of, sorry, you guys, my lips got so chapped. I don't know. All this talking about growth, my lips got so chapped. Is that my karma?
They're expanding.
Oh my God. So yeah, we've had a lot of really, really good episodes this past year. We are currently recording episode 188. Like, we are almost at 200 episodes. Can you even?
1-8. What a good number to end the year.
So there's so much that you guys can do in the next 2 weeks to catch up and on everything, and kind of be eager to listen and what we have coming up in the new year, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And we hope you take some time out to rest and enjoy and just be in the magic of Christmas and or whatever holiday it is that you holiday.
Yeah. So yeah, we are leaving LBC at the end of December. We are returning back with a brand new episode on January 8th. So there's a lot going on. There's a lot. I mean, I know like everyone's stressed because we're like down to the wire of like holiday. There's the cookies of it all, the arranging the menu of Christmas Eve, then Christmas Day, then the shopping, the wrapping. Did you get everyone on the list? Like, there's just like a lot of, and then like, who's coming over? Who's not coming over? Why aren't they coming over? And who are they bringing?
Exactly. There's a lot that goes on during the holidays.
Remind me to tell you something. Oh, that just reminded me of something. Remind me when we get off and tell you something about that. But yeah, there's like a lot. There's so much. But all those things, we can do it with you. So re-listen to our episodes because you're going to be missing us so much.
Yes. Have us in the background while you're baking those holiday cookies, that piñolata, whatever kind of, what are like, there's like shrufli, then there's like the pinoli cookies.
Wait, Laura, did you guys make any yet?
Nothing.
What?
I think we're doing it like this week.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. I don't know. It feels, you know, it doesn't feel like Christmas. It's like I think tomorrow I'm finally like finishing my Christmas shopping. And I think maybe like it'll be more in the spirit. But I will say like I have gotten caught up in like the stress of the season where like I'm going to take this next week to just like really rein it in, slow it down, and kind of just like enjoy what this holiday season is like really about. But also side note, can I just say when me and Essie first started talking 2 hours ago, my heart rate was like 112. And after 2 hours of speaking to her, it's now down to 88. So you're thank welcome. You're like welcome. Good for my nervous system.
You're welcome. I'm good for a lot of things. I'm your invoice will be in the mail, bitch.
Literally. Go ahead.
Oh no, I was just gonna say this past week I finally went to go see the Christmas tree in New York City.
And
like I said to you, I'm very underwhelmed.
Oh my God. I haven't seen it yet. I'm going this weekend and I'm very excited, but I don't know. And I'm excited about the Carousel of Dreams, which you did not like.
Okay. I didn't know, Laura, that's what it was called.
Yes. Essie's like, what the fuck does astrology have to do with Christmas?
I didn't understand it. Laura explained it to me. Makes a lot more sense now to me, but I don't know. I guess because like every year it's like that big loud Christmas music, like dun 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 dun.
Yeah.
No, there's none of that.
There's no music?
There is, but it's like jazz music in the background.
Oh, that's my vibe.
I'm joking. It's not really jazz. It's like it's monotone. There's no excitement to it. There's no Christmas caroling. There's nothing.
There's not like a show.
No. So when I was trying to. I was telling Laura how the what'd you say, astrology wheel?
Yes.
Okay. So like I didn't understand it. I and like obviously I was talking to Laura. She like it makes sense after I talked to Laura. But like I don't get like if I'm a Capricorn and I can't even see which one the Capricorn is because all first of all in the at night the animals are just look like a blurb.
They did look like a blurb in the picture.
They did, right? I showed you. And then like,
yes.
The other thing too, would like, it's like, why is that what they decided to do for Christmas? Like, and then like, apparently, so I don't know who said it. Somebody said it that night that said like Christian Dior. Cause that's the person who's like, and, right. How did they get the sponsor of the Christmas thing of New York?
I don't know. Like, it's just they invested and they did, like, a collaboration, I guess, with Saks. And, I mean, it costs a lot of money. Like, you could tell that was, like, an expensive installation. But I don't know. I thought – I can't wait to see it in person because, I mean, I saw Essie's pictures and then I saw the pictures, like, probably with people take with like photographs, like a photographer, and they're two very different things. So yeah. I'm excited to like, because when you send it to me, I'm like, it was actually a little hard for me to like see the animals too. That's... not the animals, the symbols.
Okay, well, I said animals. So you could say that, but yeah. That's literally what was presented to us that night. So like, I wasn't feeling it, and like, that's going to be a great like branding for Christian Dior. Like, it was great. So Christian Dior, I think it was Christian Dior, because I'm assuming they have a Capricorn wallet that they dropped, and it's like only exclusive.
Why Capricorn?
I beats the fuck out of me.
I gotta look into this.
Oh my God, now that I'm talking about it out loud, I meant to Google it to see what it looked like, and I never did. Anyway, actually, you know what? I have my handy dandy laptop here, guys, because the meet this tonight is interesting. Christian Dior, what did I just say?
Capricorn wallet.
Capricorn. Sorry, guys. I meant to do this, and now I want to know what it looks like. Oh. Again, underwhelmed.
Essie's not impressed this holiday season.
No, it's not cute.
Really?
I can't even describe it. I'm going to X out of this because I'm very... anyway.
As a Capricorn, it just doesn't represent you?
No, absolutely not. And I wouldn't spend, like... This is saying... No, I'm not going to tell you how much it is because I wouldn't spend that money. I don't know. I don't know what fashion and astrology has to do with Christmas. I don't get it.
It's like the magic of the stars, the magic of Christmas. It's a carousel of dreams. Like, you know, Christmas, your wishes come true. I mean, I guess to me, like, it makes sense because all of it is tied together for me. But but I was also very surprised that they chose to do the Astro Wheel. But now that you're saying they're coming, they're probably going to launch an astrology collection. So this makes sense. I love that astrology is so mainstream now. And at the same time, I hate it because it's just like, bitch, I've been on this astrology shit since like forever. Like, and now everybody's on it. And I'm just like, ugh, like it almost, you know, when you have something so special and then everybody loves it and it's just not that special anymore.
Mm.
That's how I feel.
Yeah. I mean, I get it. I would be upset too. I'm underwhelmed by it all. I don't know. And again, you guys, I'm like, overcoming my illness. So I'm not like 100%, but like as far as like my emotions attached to it, nothing surprises me.
Oh my God, I can't wait. I can't wait to see it. I will go live or I'll make a post like on Instagram of how I feel about it since we won't be on the podcast, but I cannot wait to see it. Did you have some Ralph's coffee? Did you have a cap by Ralph's?
I did not. First of all, bitch, I had a decaf cappuccino at dinner. And it was good. But no, I didn't go to Ralph's. But like, can you please do a live by the end of the year? You have not come. Like, everyone's asking where you are. Are you even there?
Am I there? I haven't riffed on a story in forever. That's my new word, by the way. Riff.
What does that mean?
Like, just like shoot the shit.
Did you make that up?
No, I heard it. And now I'm saying it all the time. I'm just going to riff.
I it doesn't sound good.
I don't know. I'm gonna make it good, just like Brekkie.
No, yeah, you should come on the live and like let us know your like. Again, that's my opinion. It doesn't mean anything, but like I would like to know what you think. I think you're gonna love it because it's all related to astrology. But like, I want to know what your thoughts on it are.
Yeah, I'm excited. I will let you guys know for sure.
Okay, so. You said you're still not done shopping, so therefore that means you haven't wrapped.
Oh, definitely have not wrapped anything.
Interesting.
I'm very, very behind. You know, at the beginning of the season, I was so hopeful, and now I'm just like, oh, here I am again, going to go shopping on Christmas Eve.
I wouldn't have expected anything less, my dear.
Oh, my God. Do you have any New Year's Eve plans?
So there are a couple of plans. Okay. I just don't know if I have the energy to like do it all.
Oh, like stay up till midnight?
No, to attend like the festivities. I strongly would love to decline.
Okay.
I have New Year's Day plans. But like as far as New Year Eve plans, like I may just decline, you know? Like I don't know if I could do back to back. And then like think about it. New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, my birthday, you know?
That's a lot.
And like I'm thinking about it right now and I'm getting like stressed over it. And I don't want to because it's just like I don't know, like I don't know how the old me could have used to do that.
Right? The way you used to just be like, bam, bam, bam.
Right. Like now I'm thinking about it and we're like 2 weeks away and I don't even know. I really don't have the energy to think about it. But I'm also extremely tired. And like I said, I'm not 100%. But we'll talk about it in the new year if I even like did it. What about you?
So I bought a dress.
And yeah, you told us.
Fantastic. I got it. It's see-through, whatever. I'm still wearing it. We don't have any plans, but today on Instagram, I stumbled across the most incredible thing I've ever stumbled across. Are you ready to hear this? Because I think it's fucking brilliant and I don't know why me and you didn't come up with it, especially me, because it's right up my alley.
Okay.
So there's this millennial club and it's called, they called it, or this like millennial party, and it's for elder millennials, which is me and you. We're elder millennials, apparently. Not only are we geriatric, we're elder millennials. But basically, this group of elder millennials came up with this concept. It's called Matinee. And what it is, it's a club. But instead of the party starting at 10 p.m., it's from 5 to 10 p.m. The club closes at 11. So it's like for millennials who still want to party, drink, dance, but want to be home in bed by 11. And New Year's Eve, they're having a party, and I literally sent it to Thomas. He hasn't responded yet, but I'm kind of hoping we go there. Oh, so the party's from 5 to 10. The ball drops at 8 p.m. And I'm just like, this sounds delightful.
Laura, that sounds like you're in a fucking nursing home playing bingo and then going to bed at 9.
Dream. Talk about carousel of dreams. Like, Matinee is my carousel of dreams. And I'm just like, what? And it's so funny because, of course, I go to, like, read all the fucking comments. And it's millennials going nuts. Like, this is the most brilliant idea. Like, where can I get tickets? Like, everyone is just fucking loving it. Like, tell me you're in your like mid-30s without telling me you're in your mid-30s. It's called Matinee.
The fact that you're using the word matinee at your age is really sad. It's really fucking sad.
I love a matinee.
Stop. That's just please stop. You're making me want to drink a cappuccino.
So you guys, that might be my New Year's Eve plans, but I don't know yet. I'm waiting for Thomas to like tell me what's up, if he's like into this like whole 5 to 10 p.m. party. We shall see. I'll keep you posted.
I doubt it. I highly, highly doubt it.
He might just be like, yes, if it gets you out, absolutely.
Speaking of Christmas.
Okay.
I received this Christmas card. You know what? I'm just going to say it. Okay, so I got this Christmas card today, because as you guys know, I'm pre-recording, from one of my really, really good customers at the restaurant that I work at. I really, really enjoy them. They're great people. We've grown very fondly of each other. And I got a bunch of Christmas gifts and cards and all these things from my regulars. And I got this beautiful Christmas card, okay, from them. And I swear on everything, it's a montage of family pictures, okay? Mm-hmm. I don't think I'll ever understand. And okay, let me just say it like this. I don't understand montage of Christmas cards. I don't get it.
Like multiple photos?
Like, Laura, would you do a pictures of Rocco and every holiday? Like, for your Christmas card? Like, Valentine's Day? Like, Columbus Day? Thanksgiving? Easter? And then throw it on your Christmas card and make that your Christmas card?
I mean, first of all, I would never even send out a Christmas card. But definitely okay. Not.
For the sake of this conversation, Laura.
No. That's kind of crazy. I mean, no, I wouldn't. No.
Like, I don't get it.
So they did every holiday and just put it all together. I guess it's kind of cute because it's showing you throughout the year.
But I don't care.
God.
Like, I don't care.
Oh my God.
And I'm not just speaking for these lovely, because they really are the loveliest people. Like, I truly, truly adore them. Like I said, we've gone very, very close. I truly, truly adore them. They're great people. But to my surprise, like, I had placed it open. I opened the envelope. I opened it and I was like, oh my God, this is so, like, it was cute, you know? Like, and then as I put the card down because I got busy, I realized there was something on the back of this card. You guys, I have no words. So Lord knows, I have not, I read it and I literally have, like, it's been in my head ever since. So I told Laura I have to read it for everybody. So just brace yourself, because okay, I've never in my 38 years of living had anyone write something like this to me.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. May your holiday season be filled. Oh, by the way, this is all typed. Like, this is truly amazing. Esty, may your holiday season be filled of snow, dust, and mornings that beacon cozy sweaters. May the season bring you moments of gratitude that sneak up on you and reciprocate how you cherish your loved ones. Aww. May the season bring you moments of pure warmth through savory meals there at the restaurant, buttery cookies that you love, and heartfelt embraces that never fade. The holiday season is a time of perpetual promises. We wish you a new year full of hope and inspiration to accomplish that dream. Courage to see it in fruition, and gratitude for the strength your loved ones know you possess. May you create beloved memories that you can hold on to well beyond your passage. What you do to all your patients and how you spread joy into the world will come back to you full throttle. Full throttle, okay? I use the word full throttle, but anyway, I'm not done. For a beautiful life is but a collection of carefully curated memories. This is what made me think of you. Sorry, let me read this again, because I got, like, literally choked up. For a beautiful life is but a collection of carefully curated memories that transform into inspiring tales be shared with the little ones. From the bottom of our hearts, we send you our love and wish you the happiest holiday. Thank you for always making Elsa her best pizza. So this is an amazing couple. Their daughter name is Elsa. She is the cutest fucking little girl that I've ever met in my life. She's got rolls on rolls on rolls, the best cheeks in the world. She's literally my best friend. She's got curly hair like me. She's the cutest fucking thing in the world. I have never had such a beautiful card, like, written.
And oh my God.
And it takes away from the awful pictures in the front that are from the whole round of the world, like, around the year, I should say. But, like, I had no idea. Because, like, you know, my Christmas cards that I receive are just pictures. Like, so I don't know. And the back sometimes is not written. It's usually on the top. Like, you know, it just says, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, love, whatever, whoever.
Yeah. You know?
But how fucking adorable.
No, that is everything. See, okay, so that is what a Christmas card, like, if I were to do a Christmas card, I would write Christmas cards like that.
That's why I said it made me think of you, because I've never in my life has anyone said those words but you.
Oh my God, I felt like it's just so thoughtful, because, like, they're literally wishing you blessings and they're acknowledging you for everything that you do for them and then, like, other people. Like, what? You need to save this card forever
I literally got it. As you guys know, so I got it today, and, like, we're recording, and I just want to put it out here, because, like, they really, like, are such good people in this world, and, like, like I said, as shitty as, like the lot of boundaries that I put up, it caused a lot of isolation, but all good, like, not bad, like, good, like, it opened doors for other people, and I'm very grateful, because these people are, like, now my friends, and they're just, like, amazing, amazing people, and it was just so well spoken, and just, like, wow, that's what really the holidays are about, like, you know what I mean, like, not just, like, dumb bullshit petty shit that, like, you can't get over, like, it was just beautiful. It was really beautiful.
I love that. Thank you for sharing that. That's, like, so nice. And it's just thoughtful, because these people actually, like, sat down and, like, thought about you while writing it.
Right? And it's typed out. Like, oh, so I'm, I, from what I'm understanding, is that they hand write their cards to like individuals.
Wow, God bless this family. That's goals.
Yeah, no, it makes so much sense. Like, oh man, Laura, you have to meet them. They are the nicest people I've ever fucking met in my life.
No, that sounds like that's amazing. That is the best Christmas card I've ever read.
I'm framing it. I'm saving it because I hope one day if I like ever have a family like that, that to me. So Laura and I were talking before we came on here about Christmas cards and like cards in general. So as you guys know, like I'm really pick and choosy of my words, and like for me to put them down on paper and like give it to somebody or to say in front of the fucking hundreds of people like I did at my sister's wedding, like says a lot. Like I just don't do that, right? So like I'm very, very picky about like my word choices and stuff, and like I just never thought of that like for Christmas, and like I just figured it'd be like a standard card and just like get it over with, and like this just proved to me it doesn't have to be that way.
No, I love it. You know what else I love? Thomas's our friends do it. She's amazing. She sends out Christmas cards every year, but in it she writes what they're up to as a family, which I appreciate because it's kind of like she'll say like this one started school as a family, like we grew together by learning Italian, like something like that. Like she shares like what they did together as a family this past year, like all the milestones they had. And I just thought that was also so special because it's like during Christmas, like you're sending out these cards and the pictures are great. And it's like so nice to just know like what is everybody up to. And I also like appreciate that too.
Oh, see, no, I can't fuck with that.
Oh my God. Okay, Thomas.
No, like I don't want to know that like Lucy lost her tooth this year.
No, I want to know. How did Lucy lose it? Like,
no. And I don't want to know that Barry played flag football and like lost every game. I don't give a fuck.
No, I do. No. I want to know. I think that's so special.
I think there's a time and place for that. And on a Christmas card is not it.
I think it's the perfect time. It's like the year cap, the year in review.
Oh my God.
Maybe I'll send out not really, because I still didn't send out my wedding thank yous.
Oh, so, and there it is again. There it is again.
There it is.
Laura, I'm so proud of you.
For the final time in 2023.
I love that.
Yeah. I was like, maybe I'll send out Christmas cards next year. And I'm like, wait, no, I probably won't.
Wait, have you guys ever sent out Christmas cards together as a couple?
No. That is the most anti, like, me and Thomas thing to do. But check out my Instagram. I'll send you wishes there. Like, that's...
Sorry,
Literally.
Oh, people are checking your Instagram, girl. Don't you worry.
Yeah, @LawB. Like, go check it out.
Oh, my God. That was good, Laura. That was good. I mean, listen, to each its own. I just, you know, there's just certain things. Like, okay, the back of the card is really sweet. The front of the card, I don't, it's like a whole year in one. I don't need it.
As he's like, I'm good. No, I think I would love that. I would love just the whole collage. Yeah, I would love it.
So if Laura and Thomas were to send out a Christmas card, it would be a collage of the trips or whatever the fuck you guys did this year?
Absolutely.
Interesting.
I would send out a letter. It would literally be like a year end in review. This is what me and Thomas were up to. These were our favorite things.
But would everybody get the same blurb or everyone different?
No, everybody would get the same blurb.
Oh, see, no, that's what I'm trying to say is that like that's I want to do what they did and like do individual ones because like beyond like I mean, whatever. We all know people listen who pretend that they don't listen and never give us any recognition. So this one's for you guys. Turn it up a little bit louder. Here we are. Ready? put it out for your neighbors to hear. Okay, so for those of you who just listen to our podcast to find out what the fuck Laura and I are talking about, this is for you. So for you that, like, do not acknowledge Laura and I any day during the week, but just, like, why would I send you a Christmas card of telling you what I did this year?
No, I still like it. I don't know. There's something about, like, if you were to send it to me, like, in July, that'll be a little weird. But, like, there's something, and maybe it's just my obsession with cards and stationery and stuff like that. Like, I just love when people write, and maybe just, like, me being a writer, like, I just love photos. I love stationery. I love writing. So we don't need to talk all year, but send me a Christmas card. DM me. I'll give you my address, and you can, like, send me. How fun would that be?
No.
No? Okay.
No. Like, those are the people, like, I would send, like,
standard. The generic.
Right. Generic. Thank you. That's the better. I said standard. Yeah. The generic Christmas cards, too. But the ones that I actually, like, fuck with, that would be the ones that are, like, handwritten. Like what they, you know, yes. I believe yeah, they yeah, do yeah. this for everybody. And I just, I cannot. I like the word no. choice.
I don't, like, have capacity for that. Are you, right? You know how exhausted I'd be? I'd have to start in January. For, like, to write 10 cards.
Like, the fact them. That they remembered that I love cozy sweaters.
Like, that's what I mean. Like, they're taking fucking notes. Like,
right?
The amount of presence and thoughtfulness. Like, I'm going to take notes from this family, and I'm taking this into 2024, like, to just be, like, more mindful of people.
No, Laura, I have to send you the pictures from the front of this car.
Oh my god, I'm gonna be like, I love it, send it to me.
Oh my god. No, I think, yeah, this is, has you written all over it. I would do this for, like, my A1s from day ones, like then like the everyone else,
just a regular
right
regular card. No, I get that makes sense.
And then they could talk about, oh my god, did you get this card? No, I got this card. And then, you know,
that'd be yeah that. You're, it's not the party with the good cake.
Right. Laura, you're 2 for 2 in one episode.
Okay. Yo, I'm bringing this, Laura, into 2024. Please. Unhinged. Oh my God. You know, I saw something today and I'm just like, this is my theme for 2024. I'm not sorry, period.
I'm not sorry. That should be, okay, that's the title for this episode.
I'm not sorry.
Period.
Period. And that's it. Like, I'm not sorry anymore.
No, it's a sentence. It's a statement.
Yeah. And the period should be like a little heart.
Can you do that on the podcast though?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no, I can't. I was thinking of like a t-shirt.
Oh, that could be, yeah.
It could be that could merch. Be some merch. I'm not sorry. I'm not sorry.
Oh, I'm writing
and it. Yeah, it's cute. That's actually really cute.
Wait, I'm not sorry with the heart. Okay. I'm writing it down.
With a heart.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's just like, no, we should, in 2024, it's all about speaking our truth, and whoever aligns with it, aligns with it, and whoever doesn't can just go the other way, and it's all good.
Love that for us.
Anyway, let's move on to Hot Topics.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, so this has been streaming everywhere. They did the autopsy of Matthew Perry, which was like just still awful. Everyone's just still so shocked over it. And they found his cause of death to be ketamine. And they go on further to say that ketamine, not saying that this was why he had the ketamine, but ketamine is known as a treatment for severe depression. And it's just really just so sad. I mean, we still don't know exactly, right? But interesting. Yeah, so
RA. Okay, yeah, I'm not familiar with this. I don't use this for what I do, but it's a narcotic. Yeah, I'm just sorry, I'm looking it up under my app that I have for work. No, we don't use this.
Interesting. Yeah, so but anyway, like, rest in peace, Matthew, forever beloved. You know, I still cannot. I put on Friends the other night. And Thomas was just like, are you kidding me? Like, it's too early. Like, we still can't watch it.
Oh, wow. Laura, it's saying that it's used for anesthesia as well.
Huh.
Interesting. But yeah, it definitely helps with severe depression, though. Damn. Well, that makes sense as far as anesthesia. It's just probably going to make you fucking sedated as fuck. Wow, that's really. Can you imagine just going through life like that?
No,
just I like can't. Being heavily sedated just to numb the thoughts in your. I can't
just sorry. Like not feel.
Just went through a deep. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, but no, I was saying we still can't watch Friends, but but honestly, you guys, like if you're going through anything, we are sending you lots of love, and we just hope you get the help you need.
Speaking of lots of love.
Go ahead.
I mean, allegedly, supposedly, there are pictures out there of Drake and Camila Cabello on vacation in Turks and Caicos.
I'm here for this.
I wanted to look up Drake's age.
He's my age. He's 36.
Yeah, but isn't Camila like 20?
She's young. Yeah.
Camila Cabello age.
Is she 28?
She is 20. Oh, okay. I don't know why I thought she was 21. She's 26. Okay, I take it back. That's not, I mean, it's a 10 years
apart. That's not bad.
That's nothing in 2020. Oh, soon to be 2024. That's nothing, yeah.
But you know what I'm really here for? The song that they're going to do together.
Okay, but like, let's just put this into perspective. If this does become something, you know, Drake's going to fall madly, deeply in love and like on the second date.
Yes.
And like, do you think she's ready to be a stepmom?
No.
Right?
She's a baby.
Right.
She's a baby. I don't think she's like ready. I don't know. She doesn't, I mean, obviously I have no idea. Like I never met her in my life, but like just the energy. Like I don't think she's ready for that stuff, but I'm ready for this like musical collaboration. Yes.
Yes, absolutely. I'm ready for the music. I'm ready for the Instagram posts,
We're here. LBC's here for it.
Yep.
Speaking of babies, Hillary Duff, another 36-year-old, she's pregnant. She announced it this week on Instagram.
This is baby number 4.
Damn, girl.
Damn.
Damn, 4 babies. That is just wild. You know, it's like some people are just meant to be parents and I don't know how.
I stumbled over those words so bad
because I'm just thinking I'm 36 years old to think of myself with 4 children, like I'd be a severe alcoholic. And I'm not even saying this to be funny, you guys, like I can't, like it literally takes my breath away to think of having 4 children. Like how I don't know.
Check your blood pressure again.
My heart rate is like, hold on, I'm about to check it. It's 95. It's going up.
Yeah, see?
You guys. But congrats, Hillary. She's like a mama bear, though. So I'm excited for her.
Yeah, no, good for her. It couldn't be me. I can't even do Elf on the Shelf. You want me to pop out 4 kids out of my... No.
The latest thing that you posted on our story was hysterical.
Oh, wait till you see what I'm posting. Laura... Okay, so you guys, listen back to last week's episode. We're talking about Elf on the Shelf. Laura, there is dedicated fucking pages on Instagram of mothers who, like, do this for a living. Where? Where do you get the energy, the bandwidth, the creativity of it all? You have to really dig deep inside my heart and my soul to find that creativity.
No. And imagine having 4 different elves.
No, go fuck yourself. Absolutely not. You're getting 1 and you're lucky if I remember to change at the end of the night.
Yeah, like my elf would be like taking baths every day. Like I don't even know. I'd be like they're sleeping.
Laura's elf, you guys, would be on the kitchen counter with cucumbers around the eyes and saying that there's spa until the Christmas day.
Until further notice.
Literally.
My elves are on a yacht in Miami.
Oh my
like,
God.
The end. Congratulations, Hillary.
Yes. Oh, and speaking of babies again. Okay, let's do it. Everyone's popping out babies. Sierra,
she gave birth to baby number 3.
Baby number 3 were her husband, Russell, but this is child number 4 for her.
This, I mean, God bless. I feel like I haven't, like, drank and I need alcohol.
Laura's stumbling on her over.
I don't get it. Like, first of all, like, and maybe this is just, like, I don't know. First of all, you have to carry these children. Like they're in, you're going through nine month pregnancies.
Well, not all of them. We don't know.
Okay, that's true. And then you have to raise these children for 18 years. And
no, then, Laura, it's not just 18 years.
But I said, and then you literally have to worry about them for the rest of your life.
Oh, sorry, I cut you off. You're right. You're right.
Like, that's just a lot, you guys. Not in this lifetime.
My eczema is flaring.
Literally checking my heart rate again. speaking of a parenting style I can fuck with, Paris Hilton, as reported here last week, we said that she didn't change her baby's diaper for the first month because she has like lots of support and all her nannies. And she clapped back and because she got a lot of hate on the internet. I don't know why.
Well, I think she was listening to our podcast.
She was maybe listening to LBC. But like, I mean, listen, I understand it. But she clapped back and she says that I am fully involved. So she is fully involved with her children, obviously, as we all expect her to be.
Oh, yeah.
But I mean, we don't know. We don't know what kind of mom Paris is. But did I tell you, I don't know if I brought it up last episode, she has a room in her house dedicated to like spa treatments.
And that's what I could get behind.
Me too. Like Elf on the Shelf would be like getting a facial every day. Like she literally has all these lasers, a bed where she can like literally lay down, get massages. Like imagine waking up in the morning, just calling your personal esthetician and being like, can you come get me a facial again?
Literally.
Like, yes, Paris. Like Paris has it right.
Oh my God. Speaking of which, thank you for reminding me of writing that down. I have to schedule my facial.
Oh, I'm getting one tomorrow and I'm so excited.
Okay. Sorry. And last but not least, and certainly not least, they, VPR, Vanderpump Rules, dropped their trailer. I can't wait for January, not only for my birthday, but literally because Vanderpump is starting this trailer. Now, whoever did the fucking editing of this trailer, amazing. They should get a raise because I don't know what's happening. Like, did Sheena cheat on Brock, which is aka her husband, with Schwartz, or was it Sandoval?
No.
Did you not see it?
No, I didn't see it yet.
Bitch, why are we even talking about it then?
Wait, no, because I was waiting for you to tell me the tea.
No, well, I don't know. I was asking you, but here I am asking myself. So, like, did she, like, it says, like, supposedly, allegedly, she, like, hooked up, well, no. Hooked up, kissed, whatever. I thought it was Schwartz, but then my sister told me that it was Sandoval.
No way. Would our girl Sheena do anything?
I'm saying. I don't believe it. I can't. I don't want to believe it. That's and then Katie and Schwartz are in a throuple with a girl.
That I can see.
I
can see that. I can see Katie and Schwartz like being in that because they at the end of the day, like they're connected in this like weird karmic way, and I feel like they can't live without each other. And maybe the only way for it to work is to have other people in the relationship. So I can see them in a throuple.
I don't know. But then, like, Schwartz, remember that girl that, like, when Sandoval was with Raquel, he was seeing that girl, Joe?
Yes.
So she's apparently on the show. Not apparently, but she makes she's on, like, we see her on the show. And she's like, do you not want to be seen with me or something like that? I'm like, oh, and it's not the throuple girl.
My gosh, I don't know. I can't
wait. There's a lot. And then Ariana's like going in about Sandoval, like he's trying to buy her out from the house. Damn. But I can't. I can't wait to watch this. Lori, can you please watch this fucking season?
I watched last season.
Yes, but like we have to talk about it this time, like for you to actually be on top of these episodes.
Oh, and not wait till like the very end.
Yeah,
I'll try.
Okay.
Anyway, Essie has her meet this week.
Okay. You guys don't judge me, but
I'm excited.
Somebody sent, and this person will remain anonymous because I love them, but so for Christmas, you know, sometimes there's just like the spirit in the air and we're just feeling frisky and just loving on our booze. That we can, you know, want to get it in.
Absolutely.
Okay. So my gift to everybody and you, Laura, for this lovely holiday season as we go take our little hiatus for vacation is I'm going to present to you the 5 festive sex positions for Christmas.
I'm here for it.
All right. So the first one.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you. I want you. Okay. I'm going to say it. And then I want you to tell me what you think this position is.
Oh, God.
Ready?
Yeah.
Stocking stuffer.
Stocking stuffer.
Yeah.
So I'm going to think that the woman is like almost doing like a yoga, like legs in the air.
Oh.
And like the man is literally almost like standing over her.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
Lay on your back as you would for a normal missionary, but leave your partner, but have your partner lift your legs up over their shoulders.
Okay.
This angle of penetration means that they'll be hitting your G-spot and giving you a mistletoe. So, yeah, I mean, it's similar.
I kind of got it.
I'll give it to you. Okay, we're one for one. Ready?
Okay, ready.
Number 2. Pulling the cracker. I want to know who the fuck names these.
Pulling the cracker. I'm going to say this is like a doggy style position where like the girl's hands are like behind her and he's like literally pulling on her. Although that sounds like reindeer sled. But I don't know.
Reindeer sled looking. No, that's okay. First of all, stop it because that's not a thing.
Okay.
All right. Get into a classic doggy style position.
Shut up.
And have your partner wait for the perfect moment to lean back and slow right down.
What? Wait. Let your partner lean back. Oh, okay. Wait. I got it. Okay.
Yeah. So, Laura, did you look this shit up? Because you didn't know about this fucking thing.
No. I swear on Rocco that I did not look this up.
Okay. Well, I'm not done
position. Inventive and creative.
This slowing down will tease you with long strokes while all the important lean back changes the angle enough to hit those nerve endings just right.
And it can also leave you with an internal hematoma.
Oh man. All right.
Oh my God.
What is your definition of Christmas is coming?
Huh. I want to say this is like girl on top and she's like a Christmas tree.
That's
like, I don't know. And her hands are like over her head or something.
No.
Okay.
This position starts as a classic 69, but just requires you to roll onto your sides.
I'm 69ing, but I'm rolling on my side. Okay.
New perspective. It's a new perspective, Laura. Allows you and your partner to explore each other in a new way. And also great for when you're both feeling equally tired and no one wants to go on top.
No, I can't fuck with this.
Listen, I have to be
like, Christmas ain't coming for me in this one. No,
if I'm doing this position, the classic 69, I really, really, really need to like you to do that.
To do 69?
Yeah, because it's just like a lot of work. Like, I have to like think about trying to please him, and then like I'm trying not to like totally be done in 2.5 seconds on like when it's happening. It's like a lot. Like, I just want to be reciprocated and just fuck off. I don't want to do any work.
No, you know what's a lot of fucking work? Trying to fucking hold in your core while you're trying to like have sex standing up. Like,
oh yeah, you don't know that's
true. I'm not for this. Like, I don't have the muscle capacity. I don't do Pilates 5 days a week. Like, I'm collapsing onto you. Sorry if I break anything. Like, it's not happening.
That's funny.
But no, I won't roll to my side for this one. No.
Right. Number 4. All the jingle ladies.
Okay, so I'm thinking this is like a blow job.
But, oh.
And like, I don't know, she's on her knees just.
Okay, I'm going to say it again. No, the answer is no. No. So think, I'm going to give you another chance. All the jingle ladies.
Oh, he's like, he's fucking her boobs?
No, it's no.
Oh.
Do you what want me to tell it? You?
Yeah.
Okay. All the jingle ladies is a celebration of self-love during this festive season, helping you discover your body and unwrap your sexual potential. For this position, you'll want to lay on your back with your legs raised so you could do this on your bed or on your floor. From this position, you'll have full access to explore your whole body using one hand to stimulate your nipples while the other focuses on your vagina.
Oh, okay. I got it now.
You get it? All the jingle ladies. All the jingle
ladies. Me, I'm thinking jingle bells, jingle balls. No. But I didn't think jingle ladies. Okay. No,
I gave you a second chance.
I felt. And then it's I thought okay. Jingle ladies, like your boobs.
Oh, yeah. Why did you do that?
Because jingle ladies, I would think it's your boobs.
Yeah, but why couldn't it just be a female trying to get off?
Well, because I just thought it was like between two people.
All right, Laura, so you got two right and two wrong.
Okay.
This is the last one. This is it. Deal breaker.
Okay.
Think about it.
Okay.
The selection box.
Oh, he has to be eating you out. No?
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
I win.
So you just, you just have your partner lay on their back, you know, and you're on top with your knees and either side of their head.
I love it.
Congratulations. Yes. I mean, that I just was hoping you're going to get that, but so I have a question. Would we get sued if I put like these pictures of like what each one is, is like, so they're like these wooden toys.
Oh.
Wearing stock like Santa hats.
Oh my God, would that's so cute.
Would we get sued if I posted them?
Instagram might block us.
Okay, so I won't.
No, but you can tell everyone where to find it.
Yeah, so this article is from the U.S. Sun.
Is it the same magazine that gave us the biggest dick of the year?
It sure is.
Okay.
Can you
gracing us twice?
Who keeps giving us these topics really likes the Sun. And the article is called Xmas Rated, the five best Christmas sex was key for fucking suffer to pull.
I wonder if US Sun can sponsor LBC.
It's a great one. That is a good idea. Although I don't know where I would find that here. But yes, that's a great idea.
Oh my God, I love this. This was so cute.
Something different.
How many did you get right?
So
when you first looked at this,
I laughed the entire time I was reading this because how I envisioned this is that I was really going to get into each description. But then I'm like, no, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to say, and I want Laura to, because I wanted to for us to both be engaged. And if I were to read it the way I first read it, I don't think I could sit here and like read it like and put the straight face.
Oh my God. I love this. This was fun.
Mm. Oh, that
do. Well,
yeah. Laura, I'm actually going to send you the email for this.
Oh, send it. Yeah. So basically, I'm trying to think, like, Christmas babies are born in September. Is that correct? Yeah. Like, end of September.
No. Christmas baby. What are you?
January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September.
Oh, I just stopped till June. I did a 6-month. Yes, you're right.
Yeah, so if there's any babies that come out next September, we know that it's because of LBC.
Right.
You're welcome, people.
Yes, we've contributed.
We'd love to be the godmothers.
Yeah, love that for us.
Oh, my God. Esty, what are you grateful for on this last episode of 2023?
Oh, my goodness. There's so much to be grateful for this year. Obviously, our chatters, this podcast, you, Laura, this entire experience, this entire year has been a beautiful journey. And I do mean that. So to sum it all up in one word, I can't do that. I will not do that because there's so much I'm thankful for. But yeah, I'm really, what I will leave off by saying is that I'm really looking forward to 2024, to bigger and stronger and, more listeners and more chatters and more adventures with you, Laura, and like really, using our platform to get our name out there and like just meet new people and have our names attached to a lot more things.
I love that. Yeah. I'd love like a podcast tour at the end of 2024, early 2025, whenever that happens.
Yeah, for sure. What about you?
Literal same, like it's been such a fun year. I can like think back to like all the hundreds of hours that we've podcast and like, it's just been such a fun journey before, during, after. We definitely ventured out and like did some new stuff like behind the scenes this year. We had incredible guests. We had like just every like great feedback from everybody. Obviously every single week chatting with you at like before, after, during, all of the above, like literally one of my favorite times of the week, obviously, because my heart rate goes down. It's just been such a fun year and I'm grateful for all of it, like the good, the bad, the ugly, the pretty. And I just wish 2024 just expansiveness, peace, love. Same, like I would love, my wish for LBC is to just really, I don't know how to say it without saying it, but like just really see like come to fruition, like everything we've been working on behind the scenes and kind of like get that going, just because it would be so cool to like meet chatters in real life and kind of just widen our scope. So I'm really looking forward to 2024, but 2023 was a great one. And that's it. It's a wrap.
It's a wrap. And like we said in the beginning of this episode, we will not be back here until January 8th. But until then, you guys have a happy holiday. Please be safe. And just enjoy this time with your loved ones.
Yeah. And Essie, one last time, tell our chatters where they can find us.
iTunes, Spotify, Anchor, Google Podcasts, Radio Public, Breaker, Overcast. Please head over to our Instagram page at Lunchbox Chats, as well as our Facebook page, The Lunchbox Chats. Where, as always, you guys, you can rate, review, and subscribe. And we'll talk to you guys in the new year.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. Happy holidays.